Hello, everyone, and welcome to another live episode of Impolite Truths here on the Outlaw Nation channel. I am the Outlaw, John Rocha, joined as always by the evil one, the bad bruja herself, Dorina Arellano. How are you, Dorina?
Well, you know, John, it's been a week, it's been a day, it's been a year, it's been a country. Shout out to everybody out there joining us. Thank you on this relatively new show that we started back in the summer because we're concerned citizens. And look at where we are now. If you've been following us for a while, we did definitely call on the authoritarian threat that has been Donald Trump and his administration. And now we are seeing the fact that we are unfortunately right. I don't like being right about these things, but yep. it was a awful historic day yesterday. Yeah. And we're going to talk about it. But first, we're going to start before we get into your Streamlabs. Thank you. We've already been seeing that you guys are sending us support through either Streamlabs.com/ImpoliteTruths or our super chat. We are actually going to start with the concession speech that we've finally gotten from the president.
Absolutely. As Dorina said, we've got the Streamlabs and Super Chats open as we go through the show. Streamlabs address right above Dorina's head or in the description, and Super Chats as well. We will get to those as we go on with the show. So please send them in now if you want us to get to them before we have to shut down the show for tonight and see you guys again next week. So, but first, like Dorina said, we're going to start with the speech. It just broke a few minutes before we went live with the show. Both of us had a chance to watch it once, but we want to watch it with you all. And of course, it's all coming on the heels of what happened yesterday with this armed insurrection by the MAGA supporters, by Trump supporters there, who looked to possibly have mostly a free pass into the Capitol to do some terrible things in that Capitol, do a lot of property damage, actually look like a riot, and all of that. And we'll take a look at all of that a little bit later. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But first, let's hear from Donald Trump. Let's hear this concession speech. I'm going to try to share my screen and do this correctly. If I can, we shall see. Let's take a look.
I have faith in you, Grandpa.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I only give him shit because he looks young.
That's right. No, this is the wrong one. Damn it. All right. I'll get there.
You can do it.
For God's sakes, believe in me. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Share screen. Chrome tab audio, share the audio, and then I think this is it. There we go. All right, so let's take a listen to this speech from Trump here and see what we think.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders.
That's a lie.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated
and it appeals to you, apparently,
filed the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country.
That's a lie.
And to those who broke the law, you will pay. Mm-hmm. We have been through an intense election, and emotions are high. But now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters.
That's a lie.
And to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections.
He could care less.
Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January
20th. That's an edit, by the way.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions
of you,
damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives.
I was going to say China virus.
Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning.
Thank you.
God bless you. And God bless America.
Yeah. Bye. Bye. Never want to see you again.
Absolute madness. Darina, this is essentially, in my opinion, because we'll get through the speech, we'll talk about the lies in the speech, but this is, in my opinion, his way of trying to get out of blame for what happened yesterday, for him not calling that the National Guard. He was not involved in the decision-making process at all. Multiple tweets have confirmed that it was Pence and other people involved with getting a National Guard down there. And it wasn't immediately in any way, shape, or form. It was hours later that they got the National Guard down there to stop this armed insurrection by these treasonous people here doing what they did yesterday. Also, this is him finally conceding with some level of fake grace. And Darina, it only took five people dying, people resigning from his cabinet, people walking away from him, not contesting the election last night. Some of the senators that were going to didn't do that. Even Lindsey Graham turning on him. It took all of this stuff to happen. And people talking about impeachment, drafting up articles of impeachment, invoking the 20th Amendment, all this for him to finally concede with some fake grace. And this is also him understanding that he has to deliver some level of a fake graceful concession here so that he can somehow pop up on television later and keep the views, keep the ratings, keep the money, all of that going into his pockets. It's shameful, shameful. Shameful. What did you think of this?
Well, it's very ironic to see this speech where he looks like he's sedated. Not even 24 hours after, because of him, we lost human lives yesterday that we shouldn't have lost, including a police officer of the U.S. Capitol. And which I don't know what happened to Blue Lives Matter, apparently. But this is after 24 hours where he literally said to white supremacists, I love you. Yep. Right. Because I'm not saying every single person that was there yesterday was a white supremacist, but there were definitely prominent white nationalist figures that have been already discovered to be at I can't even call it a protest because it wasn't a protest because it was insurrection. These which we should be calling these people are insurrectionists. Yeah. And so it's really that I guess my anger isn't even so much at these people that have been brainwashed to think these things. My anger is at him, his administration, and every single Republican that's complicit in this because they are. Right. Yeah. And so all to the Ted Cruz's and Matt Gaetz and Josh Hawley's out there, like, this is your fault.
Yeah.
This is, you are all complicit in this. And I hope that these tax cuts that you got for the rich and these conservative judges that you're, that you've appointed were worth all of this.
Yeah.
Cause we're worth the lives that we lost yesterday because it's disgusting. And I think they should immediately be expelled from Congress. And that's apart from the fact that Trump and everybody, you know, his cronies within the administration should also be prosecuted.
Yep. I 1000% agree with you, Darina. This is something we can't look past. This isn't some debate in the chamber where offensive things were said back and forth. This is something where Trump said in the speech, let's march on the Capitol. He said that in the speech. He encouraged these people to go out there and attack the Capitol. And already we've seen videos of members of the Capitol Police opening gates for these people, open the barricades to get through, waving them in, saying, go, go, go. And of course, we heard today that the chief of the Capitol Police has offered his resignation. We'll leave by January 16th. That's good. At least Joe Biden can hopefully put in his person in charge of the Capitol Police and feel a little more protected by that and essentially encourage these protesters, rioters, I won't say protesters, I want to say insurrectionists, these traitorous members of the MAGA mob to go in there, defile the halls of Congress. There were reports that they peed on carpets. They stole mail from offices. We saw that idiot taking a picture of himself in Pelosi's office. We saw them shattering windows. We saw them scaling the walls, just like they'd like to describe BLM protesters on the summer. These people actually look like animals, the ravenous animals destroying things in the Capitol and just absolutely disrespecting the halls of power of our country. Dissent is, of course, encouraged. Dissent is, of course, your right under the First Amendment. When you cross that line to invoke property damage, to do these terrible things, that's where it gets terrible. And I want to see the right. All these Fox News, ONN, all these people on the Newsmax that went after the BLM protesters, go after these protesters as well. Name them, show the videos, do all of that stuff they did to the BLM protesters. That being said, go ahead. Yeah.
No, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, unfortunately, they already are not.
Right. And yeah, please give me one last second here. The false equivalency between the BLM protesters and this also needs to stop. By that, I mean, you can show them and treat the protesters that went against the Capitol in the same way they show the BLM, but you can't equate those two protests. They did not storm the Capitol. These people stormed the Capitol to try to stop Congress people from certifying an election that was held. That's so much different than just protesting systematic racism and police brutality. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Just don't be sorry for being angry at fascists. Because look, here's the crazy thing is, it's not crazy. It's the sad thing is that it's what's happened in the span of the last 24 hours. Like just seeing how the media has handled this, right? Yeah. Like I don't know if you watch Laura Ingraham or Tucker Carlson, even CNN. I was disgusted by all of these people, because they're each profiting from making sure that you believe in their own propaganda machine, right? And so that's that we can get into that conversation, which we do on the show, as to why there's so much divisiveness in the country propelled by mainstream media. And so you saw Laura Ingraham literally trying to blame this on Antifa, right? Tucker Carlson, one of the best performers of our lifetime, because he's not a journalist or a news anchor, he's a performer. He's basically saying, oh, we need to pay attention to what people at the Capitol building are feeling and what they're going through. I'm like, bitch, you didn't say that about anybody else this summer. You were on Fox News every night telling my Trump supporting family and everybody else's Trump supporting family that they have to be scared of these radical leftist people who just want healthcare. Yeah. Right. So these people, everybody, it's not just Trump. It's not just his administration. Right. It's not just the GOP. It's everybody that is a political pundit that your job is literally to cause division. Yep. Any person that if it's your job to sell books and sit on a podcast, whether it's on YouTube, I see Steven Crowder, who's now saying, oh, I send prayers. I'm like, you are causing this. Yeah. You're selling shirts that say, oh yeah, conservative tears. Oh yeah, liberal tears. Like you are all responsible for this. Yeah. And that's what people need to understand. That's how we got here. Like right. Trump is not Trump is a huge problem and he needs to go away immediately and never hold office again. But he's a symptom of why we got here.
Yeah. Trump is what they birthed with this anger that they started years ago on these news shows, on these channels, spouting their hatred of liberals and Democrats and people of color with their coded language, people who make lower money, people who need the government to survive because of the systemic inequalities inherent in our political system, our capitalist system, all of that. They wanted to paint those people as the enemy. Well, eventually you got to the point where these yahoos got so emboldened by that they were willing to show up to the Save America March, which is one of those ridiculous things you've ever heard, because America doesn't need saving by you people, that's for sure. And then had a president that they birthed from this ugly movement encouraged them to go and attack the Capitol. And you know, we talk about concession. I want to play this real quick, if I can figure out how to do it again, but I'm going to do it because I believe in myself. I'm going to play this real quick. Share the audio here. Where is his? Here is Let's take a look at this real quick. This is his speech yesterday, right? But I want to look at this because this is what he said.
Yeah, that's the one where he's actually inciting violence.
Yeah.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing.
This is just 24 hours ago.
Fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved.
There he is, saying he doesn't want to concede. Then he conceded today.
Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about.
Who is we, you rich bastard?
And to use a favorite term that all of you people really came up with, we will stop the steal.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that we've had to deal with over and over and over again here in our situation as we put this together, Darina. He incites violence, then comes back later and says, oh, I never meant to incite violence. I'm so mad at these people for taking my words and listening to me and then being encouraged to go and storm the Capitol or fight BLM protesters or shoot people in the streets claiming self-defense. All this kind of madness, it is all encouraged by him.
Yeah. And the people we were talking about, again, it's not just Trump. It's everybody. Like the fact that we're having all these people resign all of a sudden, like today, including Mitch McConnell's wife, Lin Zhao. These are people that are all complicit in what's been happening. And our show is called Impolite Truths. I'm just going to straight up say it. Resigning now is like pulling out after you come. Okay, so it's crazy to me that these people think that, oh, they're going to be fine now. So I'm glad that Josh Hawley's book got canceled, right? Yep. I'm glad that this happened because I don't want to see these motherfuckers in Dancing with the Stars. Yep. And like I saw Sean Spicer and all of them. These people should never hold public office again. These people are not public servants. These people serve themselves. And you literally saw Matt Gaetz on the Congress floor yesterday after people died blaming shit on Antifa. Right? After we've already seen that there's literal white nationalists that were discovered yesterday. Okay. There's a famous QAnon prominent person. There is there's people that are Holocaust deniers. I'm not saying everybody there was a white supremacist, but a lot of them were. And so these senators like the Ted Cruz, like the Matt Gaetz, like the Josh Hawleys, they're all regurgitating Trump's violent rhetoric, right? Like you see their speeches about taking back our country and all this bullshit. So, and they're channeling this rage that all of these desperate people have because they're taking advantage of these desperate people, these desperate Trump supporters. Yep. They're channeling that rage into their fucking fundraising. Okay, yep. They're legitimizing this rage that these people have. This is why yesterday happened.
Yep. And I think Josh Hawley and I think Matt Gaetz both issued fundraising pleas in the middle of this siege of the Capitol. They sent out these emails to encourage people to send them money. That's so sad. And that's what I wish more people on that side of the aisle would understand. These people do not care about you. Do not care about you in the slightest. All they care about is filling their pockets. And I don't want to jump too deep into the Pence side of things. We'll get to that in just a second. But even today, we're hearing that Mike Pence will not invoke the 25th Amendment to go after Trump. And the reason is because he thinks it would hurt him with the Republican base when he runs in 2024. These people only care about their own political ambitions. They do not care about you, the regular working blue-collar, white-collar person in this country who just wants to get along, pay their bills, get a little bit ahead, what have you. They don't care about you. They just want to essentially rape this country for as much as they can for their own ambition and their own money. They don't actually want us to be a good society that helps everyone to have success in the world, no matter of gender or color. They want to create division because with division, they can win elections. With division, they can line their pockets for their multiple books and what have you. And people like Tucker Carlson, by the way, who is his stepmom, is the heir to the Swanson fortune, which is millions upon millions of dollars. He doesn't need you. He is going to be fine. He's rich off his nuts. He doesn't need you and could care less about you. Trump trying to align himself with the working man. Trump would wash himself if he had to hang around people in a bar who are MAGA people for longer than 5 minutes. He would absolutely go home and have to wash himself. These people don't care about you. They are not on the ground floor with us. They are up there in their golden towers. Why do you think he builds towers so big to keep himself away from the ground floor? Because he hates the people down there. And I just wish more people would accept that and see that through their behavior and through their actions. You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, the sad part is that the brainwashing gets easier and easier, not just because of all of these, propaganda machines that we don't just have mainstream media news. Now we have social media helping out with that and profiting off propaganda. But the issue is that there has already been suffering and systemic issues before Trump. Yep. And so we've gotten to this point because so many people in America are disenfranchised. So many people have been struggling for so long. So when that happens and the media keeps telling you, well, the immigrant's taking your job, every Trump supporter is racist, they continue causing this hatred between both sides, and even though there's more than one side. And then unfortunately, everybody that's been growing up with conservative radio, like extreme conservative radio, I'm talking like, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones bullshit, they have been force fed all of this BS that it's like, mm-hmm. we are going to save you from these corporatists, right? And it's true that Washington, there is legal corruption there, that there's so many people that on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats for the last few years have unfortunately contributed to so many Americans struggling to the point where now wealth inequality is even worse, right? Now we have Elon Musk just became the richer than Jeff Bezos for exploiting his workers, right? Mm-hmm. For not letting his workers unionize, right? Because all of these really wealthy people, all of the 1%, they're in cahoots with these politicians, so they don't get regulated. Yep. So they don't cut their taxes. And so when this happens, then you're going to have a populace that's struggling. And so of course, they're going to look to blame somebody, and Trump and his people fed off of that. Trump and his people were basically like, oh, we're going to convince them that we are not part of the establishment, we are not politicians. And that was his con job, right? Like that was Trump saying, see, I'm going to drain the swamp, even though he's worse than the swamp.
He's double the size or triple the size of the swamp for his own and his family's own personal benefit. Let's not remove. There were videos of Don Jr. laughing along, watching the insurrection. If you find the 2.5 minute video on Twitter, you can see Don Jr. laughing along, enjoying watching with Kevin McCarthy, by the way. McCarthy makes an appearance in that video, laughing along, giggling to what they're seeing. You know why? Because these cowards aren't going to suit up and get in there in the fight. They want you to fight, you to die, you to bleed, you to be the loss and the casualty in this fight while they sit back and recoup the benefits of your labor. This is what you have to understand that is happening here. And people like Matt Gaetz got on the floor of the House last night after all this and was saying there was Antifa people. They don't care about doing their research. They based that off a Washington Times article from this company that did face imaging, and they supposedly found two people out of the hundreds of the thousands of people that stormed the Capitol who they thought lined up with the faces of two Antifa members. Well, this company, XR Vision, demanded that the article be taken down and alleged that it was completely false. So even the article that they used last night, that Laura Ingraham used, that Matt Gaetz used, that Tucker Carlson used to claim that Antifa was part of these people, that they dragged out the dumb Barbie Sarah Palin to come out and start talking about the Antifa and the media, all of that all over again. And they based it on this article from the Washington Times, a very well-known conservative newspaper, that claimed that this company XR Vision had used their facial recognition technology to match two faces up with two known Antifa members. The company itself said that they misused the information. That is not correct. They did not identify these people, Antifa, and they demanded that the article be taken down. These are the people that with one side of their mouth say, do your research, and the other side of their mouth, don't do any research if it helps and benefits them with the point they're trying to make to retain their viewers. These people have to retain their base, retain their viewers so they can make their money and achieve their political ambitions. It's disgusting. It's un-American, and it's sad to see.
Yeah. And the thing is like commercial media profits literally from misleading us. Yeah. Like us as consumers, when we're either scrolling through Facebook or we are watching cable news, that these companies literally pick a demographic and they just want to dominate it, right? Yeah. So like for Fox News, for example, their demographic is older, conservative, suburban or rural people, right? And so by researching what they already believe, what their prejudices are, all they do is every day they just reinforce those thoughts, yep. right? And so these people are literally lying for profit. Mm-hmm. And so to see these people doing this even after what happened yesterday is not surprising. It's just gross. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, I mean, this is, as far as I know, and again, I'm somebody that moved here as an adult to this country, so correct me if I'm wrong, John, but this is the first time an American president has incited an insurrection.
To this level, yes. Yes.
Right?
To this level, yes. Yes, absolutely. Because there's a difference here where these presidents, and of course, obviously, you got Washington, who led an insurrection against British rule, and against, for sure, maybe was the last president to do that. So to seem correct, no other president has done anything like this ever in the past. So correct, no other president has done anything like this ever in the past. Intimidate them to not vote to certify the election. And that's a good next thing we should talk about here, Dorina. 147 Republicans, House and in the Senate, objected to certifying the election results last night. They were voted down. But this should be referenced. This should be noted. 147 Republican members, even after all the madness of yesterday, still voted for their own political ambitions and to retain the MAGA crowd, voted to overturn the election results in Pennsylvania and Arizona and Nevada and a number of other states. And for those of you who may not be aware of this, I don't know if you saw this too, Dorina, Rudy Giuliani, in his infinite stupidity, thought he was calling Senator Tommy Turbeville out of Alabama and was trying to encourage Tommy Turbeville, who, by the way, hasn't served one day in the Senate, after he got sworn in, to try to object to 10 states to buy them time so they could still go back and try to get these states overturned. Still, after the armed insurrection, Giuliani late at night was still trying to encourage senators to overturn these elections, to object to election results, so they could have more time to ride out the political PR hit on this and be able to force senators or House members to vote on these state by state so they would delay the certification of Joe Biden. That's disgusting. He called another senator. He didn't call Todd Timberville because he's an old idiot. And they got the message and they dropped the message out for people to hear. If you haven't heard that message, go and listen to that 2-minute message from Giuliani, encouraging, in essence, a senator to commit sedition for their own political benefit. Insane.
Well, and so please just vote these people out. I mean, they should either be resigning or expelled from Congress, all of these people that we're talking about. But I mean, the fact that you have been denying the results of this election and you've been fomenting this rage, right, that people have, and you keep trying to convince people of a complete fabrication and lie. Yeah. Okay, because this was a free and fair election. So this is completely fabricated by Trump's camp, and it was, if they had just left Trump do his thing, it'd be one thing. And him and Rudy go do your legal, battles, even though they've been all denied because you have no evidence to of any sort of fraud. Yeah. And so you could have done that, but no. These senators, these House representatives, literally made the choice with the devil to go ahead and continue convincing their constituents of this complete fabrication, right? Yeah. And to the point where they're okay fomenting all of these lies to QAnoners, right? Yeah. To make people believe that it's like, oh, the deep state and George Soros and all that bullshit conspiracy theory. Like, this is unfortunately like what people are seeing every day on their news feeds. And then if you have your representative tell you that that's correct, what are you going to believe? Yeah. Right. Like that's exactly the problem. So these people are that's what I mean when these people are responsible for what happened yesterday.
Yep. And there was even representatives who were a part of this wave of people storming the Capitol, like U.S. Representative Mary Miller. She's a Republican. She was on video making the remarks at the rally Tuesday hosted by the conservative group Moms for America. She said that Hitler was right. She said that Hitler was right about a few things.
Oh, yeah.
And insane that she was part of these people who were, she said, if we win a few elections, we're still going to be losing unless we win the hearts and minds of our children. This is the battle. Hitler was right on one thing. He said, whoever has the youth has the future. Here's the deal. You don't have to quote Hitler, but you're doing that to send a signal to your white supremacist base. You could have gotten that quote from any place else. You could have got a version of that quote from anyone else. You could have just said, I heard, or someone once said, or anything like that. But the fact that you cited Hitler, that tells you there's a very deep white supremacist base occurring here in the House of Representatives. Those people clapped at people objecting to the rightful election of Joe Biden when they were going state by state, when they were objecting to the elections in Nevada and Pennsylvania, what have you. This is happening. They're signaling to their white supremacist base, and this is not done with Trump. As you said, Dorina, other people are to blame along with Trump, but it's not done with Trump. Josh Hawley is, in essence, trying to angle himself to be in this position. People like Mary Miller are angling themselves. Matt Gaetz, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, the robot Rubio, they're all trying to align themselves to try to get to try to capture this Trump base for, once again, their own political ambitions, not to help this country, but they're all for their own political ambitions.
Well, it's just so disgusting because I've already been grossed out by corporate bot Republicans and Democrats since before Trump. But this is even grosser to me because this is like the other people. I'm like, okay, I want to be rich, which I think is also immoral, but whatever. But these people are like, I don't care that I am literally lying to my constituents and propagating hate and division and making my constituents okay with being violent towards their neighbor just so I can stay in power, just so I can remain, just so people can vote for me. Even if some of my constituents are actual part of terrorist groups,
right?
Because I'm not saying, again, like people are like, oh, the Proud Boys aren't necessarily white supremacists. I'm like, cool. Like, yeah, there's other racist people that aren't white. There's brown people that are racist, whatever. They're still a part of a group that's an organized group that's inciting violence everywhere. Okay. Absolutely. And so these people should not be people that you are trying to get, hey, please vote for me. I want to be your buddy. Even though you're inciting violence towards other Americans, I want to be your buddy and I want to vote and I want you to vote for me. That's how much their greed just knows no bounds. That's what's so disgusting to me about it. So
why wouldn't you be disgusting, Jordan, if there's no
punishment? Go ahead.
I'm saying, why wouldn't you be disgusting if there's no punishment? There's no punishment. You can say whatever you want to say. You can encourage, you can incite, but there'll be no punishment. And that needs to stop. That, if you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater, you can't say, let's march on the Capitol and not get sanctioned either, or not get in trouble either. That's ridiculous.
Well, and so that's the thing. Like, what do you think is going to happen now, John? Because we have, you know, especially the progressive groups within within Democrats, they're actually trying to impeach this person, right? They're trying to impeach Trump because they should, because he is a danger. He has been a danger to this country and the world for a while, but now it's definitely confirmed, right? Yeah. Who knows what he could do from now until Inauguration Day, right? Because I don't trust him. Like, I don't trust any of the people that work with him. And so what's going to happen now? Because if Trump and his family and his administration and anybody that's helped him get here, if none of these people get prosecuted, we could see a much worse Trump in 4 years. We could see a Mike Pompeo, a Tom Cotton, whoever, a Josh Hawley, right? Yeah. Like anybody like that, that takes advantage of this and can now see, oh, I can actually do a coup. I can actually I can totally see that, you know, somebody joked on the internet that now I don't think that Nicolas Cage, you know, stealing the Declaration of Independence was that hard, right? Because so that's what's going to happen in 4 years from now. So if these people don't get prosecuted, right? If Biden and the Democrats are like, oh, we must look forward, because that's the threat to our democracy is still there even after Trump is gone. Like, Trumpism hasn't gone away because Trump is gone.
Right. And that's the thing. Just because you're seeing, like, so there were some senators last night who were initially going to object and then changed their mind after the armed insurrection attack on the Capitol yesterday. They changed their mind about objecting to these states and their electoral college votes. But they only changed their mind possibly. They might have changed their mind possibly because they legitimately saw the effect of what can happen with this rhetoric, or maybe they changed their mind because it was politically expedient for them to do so. Who can say? You saw McConnell winging around like he'd had six or seven martinis in between, talking the nonsense that he talked. Not McConnell, I'm sorry, Lindsey Graham talking that nonsense that he talked. McConnell, I thought, delivered a good political speech. Whether he believed half of it or not, who can say? But certainly, I thought Graham was actually trying to, he got found out and he was trying to beg, in essence, for forgiveness by being playful and funny and hoaxy. But like, I hope so many people call him out for this stuff. But those people are the dinosaurs of what this movement is. You're right. Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, the other people, these are all the people that are going to take this as a blueprint, Tom Cotton, as a blueprint for what to do next. And you're right. That's why we need to censure. We need to put these people, the people who have incited this riot, they need to go to jail immediately. They need to receive the harshest penalties. Look, you all know what the penalty for treason is. If they find these people to be treasonous, then that has to be the penalty. The other part of this, too, is what we saw, Darina, before we got on air over the last few hours, reports coming out that Trump's part of the speech, you're talking about the National Guard, that the National Guard had been told to stand down for 90 minutes. The request had been there. You see that from the Maryland governor. Look it up. He had said, my guys are ready to go. My people, sorry, are ready to go and get in the Capitol and defend. And they couldn't get a straight answer from anybody in the Trump administration for 90 minutes. In my belief, I think Trump sat on his hands on purpose. I think this is Trump's way of saying, I'm not going to send the National Guard because A, they're not going to, I don't want them to shoot people in my base or injure people in my base. B, I'm going to show you the power of my demagoguery. I can encourage 30,000 people to attack the Capitol, storm the Capitol, and scare the bejesus out of you. So don't fuck with me when I'm out of office. This is what I think happened. And then eventually Pence was like, enough is enough. Let's get the National Guard in there. And they stopped it. And this also proves what you saw yesterday, Darina. The police know how to stand down if they want to stand down.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
The police know how not to encourage fights or not to shoot someone in the back seven times. The police know how to control themselves when they want to control themselves. And they, and I saw a lot of African-American black athletes, prominent pundits, spokespeople, lawyers, reporters, what have you, speak about the difference in how they treat black protesters versus white protesters. And it was there for all to see yesterday.
Yeah, and the sad part of it is, and I've heard it from several different people that, you know, whether it's watching other political shows, like whatever, The Hill, The Majority Report, where like these people have like friends that work in the Capitol building, right? Exactly. And so it's really sad. Like if you actually go and read about what happened yesterday, other than the horrible deaths and you know, and all that, there's not just the Congress people, but the people that work in the Capitol building that were so scared that were hiding in their offices, turning lights off, you know, blocking doors with chairs, and hearing these horrible people, these brainwashed people yelling USA and knocking everywhere. And like, I would have been terrified. Yeah. And so the fact that I'm hearing from different people that work there that they actually had to like come out later because they didn't have any cops come and help them, right? But right. I'm also hearing that several cops were actually really scared, that they weren't expecting this to happen, right? Yeah. And so that's the sad part about it is that you don't know, like, I know that Pelosi was calling for the U.S. Capitol chief of police to resign.
Yep.
So I don't know what's going on there. I just know that it's like these people that are in positions of power are not caring about anybody under them, right? Yep. Like they're not caring about the fact that, oh, like if I lose a few cops today, even though I was warned that this would happen, like This was not a surprise. There's Congress people that have been talking about how they specifically talked to this chief of police and said, hey, there's this threat that could happen on January 6th. It was on freaking Instagram. There were flyers everywhere about this event happening today. The president himself has been tweeting January 6th. See you there. This was not a surprise. So for people, there's obviously has to be an investigation going on, but I don't believe the fact that they just weren't prepared?
Yeah. Let's take a look at some images as you talk about this, Darina. Look at this. Them storming the Capitol, windows broken here. Trump for president. Look at this. In front of these incredibly beautiful paintings here that decorate the halls of power, this idiot who's
That's the QAnoner.
Yeah, who's an improviser, apparently.
With those white imperialist tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. A number of people here. So yeah, this idiot sitting here. I haven't accomplished anything in life, but I stormed the Capitol and got to sit in the president's seat, the president of Congress's seat.
He's trying to find the clitoris.
Yeah. Why don't you earn it, son?
Can't find it.
Then you see all these angry people storming through here. What I want to get to, and this is, look at this. This is the people protecting the representatives and the senators here with guns drawn. And these people peering through, you can see people peering through the holes. And this is what you see. This is what they wrought. See people who are despondent, scared for their lives. This is what they wanted. Don't fucking blow this off as something that was just, oh, a fun thing, them storming in and whatever. No. This was an attack on real human beings, on their lives, to try to overturn an election. This was treason, first and foremost. And you see this. Look, this guy calling out, come get me, bro. Come get me, bro. Probably the guy that was hitting the sign that we saw the night before in some of those videos. Then this idiot sitting in Pelosi's office here. He apparently stole a piece of Pelosi's mail and was bragging about it, shirtless afterwards. It's just this kind of thing. We got videos as well here. Yeah, look at them parading through. And people are down there. People are down there absolutely afraid. People are up here absolutely afraid watching this all happen. It's horrific to see what they were able to induce in people, the fear. And this is legitimate. This is all legitimate, what these crazy animals were doing and risking people's lives.
This is the shit that the U.S. literally goes to other countries to invade for.
Yes, to stop.
Fair,
Dream.
That's where John and I, John and I agree that Trump is a fascist, but we don't agree with U.S. history and what they've done to other countries. But look, it's pretty crazy to see that all of this happened. And yes, yesterday Congress came back to work. Yes. After, their very scary day that they had, and they actually finalized the election, but I feel like it's really weird that I only see progressives within the Democratic Party pushing for impeachment or 25th Amendment or anything to get this guy out, who's clearly a danger. And yes, I've seen statements from Chuck Schumer. I've seen statements from Nancy Pelosi, but what are they actually doing to get him out though? Like what is the holdup? Like why, explain to me how the government is supposed to work in this situation. Is it because we've never had such a bad faith actor? Mm-hmm. Because how do you fight? Of course, yes, he had his speech today where he's denying everything and basically finally accepting that there's supposedly going to be a peaceful transfer of power. But what happens now? I don't trust that this man should be in office at all. He should be kicked out immediately and thrown in jail.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. And been echoed now by Representatives Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Tatiana Presley, so many people from the squad and other progressives. Cori Bush, who again has served as much time as Tommy Turbeville has in the Senate, she has in the House, stepped forward. She was tweeting yesterday about what needs to happen here. Ilhan Omar, Representative Ilhan Omar, she drafted already articles of impeachment, and so I hear from Ted Lieu. saw on Ted Lieu's thing that the Congress has been convened and they won't come be coming back until the 19th. That's madness. This needs to be handled immediately. And no concession speech that he did tonight to avoid getting the 25th Amendment invoked on him should stop them from impeaching him. Yeah. Even if it's a figurative impeachment, I don't give a shit. You still hold the hearings. You still impeach this guy. And then once Biden comes into power, don't you dare come at me with the let's just kumbaya and move past this. Fuck that. Start to have meetings and sessions and grill these people about what happened here. You know, Ocasio-Cortez saying Trump did not immediately send out the National Guard. No initial presence. Clashes begin at 1:20 p.m. The breach happened around roughly 2 to 2:30 p.m. Around 3:38 p.m., D.C. Council tweeted their request for National Guard that was denied. When the National Guard was approved, Trump wasn't cited in the decision. So she puts all of that up there on her Twitter with documents that reinforce what she's saying. So there's evidence, clear evidence that Donald Trump did not invoke the National Guard, did not want to have the National Guard booked out of there. Maybe he was hiding under his desk like the coward he is. I don't know, but there's no way he wanted to have the National Guard out there attacking people in his base, people who had just been cheering him hours earlier at that Save the America rally there. So yeah, this needs to happen. We need to impeach him. It needs to go farther on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Look, you're a congressman, you're senators. This is a national emergency. You don't get to take the weekend off. You're paid to serve us. So serve us, get this man out of office immediately, or in some way restrict him from any of his powers. I heard he was still going to give Presidential Medal of Freedoms to people tomorrow. Fuck that. Shut him down completely. That's what needs to happen here.
Well, and also, what about the people that were there yesterday, right? Like, what about the insurrectionists themselves? Nobody got arrested. As far as I saw some cops actually helping people leave the Capitol building peacefully. Meanwhile, the chat's going to blow up, but like, yeah, if you actually see what happened back in like Seattle, they drenched an entire neighborhood in tear gas and explosives because an umbrella touched a fence. Yep. Like that's what happened, right? So it's just, and this is what we are talking about when we think that the police has too much power. When we think that when we say that the police needs to be defunded, we don't mean we don't want police. Right. I mean, some people do. Some people say abolish the police, right? Right. Everybody has different opinions. But when we say these people have too much money, is that they literally have like military weapons that they use against peaceful protesters. I didn't see any of that yesterday. People were taking selfies with cops. Why is the FBI tweeting out, oh, please, we need help finding these people? I'm like, they're there. Yeah. Everybody's sending you photos. People are sending you where they work. People are sending you who they are. A lot of these people are leaders of actual white nationalist domestic terrorist groups, Holocaust deniers, all of these people, they're there. Why haven't you arrested them?
Yep. 53 people have been arrested, but there needs to be much, much more. Much, much more. And there's like a 2.5 minute video of these people with their faces clearly visible, streaming out of the Capitol, calmly walking out and cheering and yelling and whooping. Men and women, by the way, I want to make that very clear. All of them coming through here. And where have they been arrested? Have they been found? There was video last night from
when they found bombs.
Yes. Yes. They found bombs. Let's talk about that. Well, real quick, especially because those people, real quick, there was a freelance reporter last night that was at one of the hotels in D.C. All these MAGA people are sitting around having a beer, chuckling about what happened. That can't happen. All those people should have been arrested right on the spot, thrown on the table, handcuffs on them, dragged downtown. I guarantee you, if Black Lives Matter had pulled this off, they would not be sitting around in a hotel room in a hotel main area having beers and laughing about how we really got the best of the Capitol. They'd all be in jail because the police would be descending on them like crazy. So this is the stuff that needs to stop once and for all, man. Listen, I want to make it very clear. I'm not saying all the police are bad. I'm saying there are police that are encouraged to go after people of color in larger numbers than they go after people. They see white people as inherently not as violent, yet they commit so much more of the massive crimes that happen in this country, as we saw yesterday, yet again. And it's unfortunately the bombs. Sorry, the bombs. Yes.
Yeah. No. I mean, they found at least two or three bombs. I haven't confirmed it yet, but at the RNC, there was talk about possibly the DNC. Like, what? Why aren't we hearing about these things? Why is Laura Ingraham saying, "Oh, there's this facial recognition thing that told me it's Antifa," even though every person there yesterday watches your show and is encouraged by your lies, right? Yep. So that's the very frustrating part. We are actually at the 1 hour mark of the show, people. So we are going to be reading your super chats and Streamlabs. Thank you for sending them in. I know we missed a few super chats. If you want to start with those, John.
Yeah. And Sean, will you put the link in the chat? I hope the link is there for our $10 and above patrons of the Outlaw Nation. They get to come in first and ask questions. And then put the link in the chat, will you, brother, in a few minutes. Let me see. The first super chat that I see here is from Tim Sim. He said, basically, my Senator Ted Cruz and my Representative Brian Babin from Texas are part of that traitors group. I cannot wait to donate and vote their asses out soon. Absolutely, Tim Sim. Absolutely. And I hope you get a chance to do that. But, you know, they just like what's his face? McConnell. They somehow find a way to survive these people, no matter how terrible they are. So hopefully you'll be able to turn that state blue or at least purple by the time the next elections and the midterms go around. I want to throw something out for people to consider too. This Georgia situation is fantastic. We can celebrate Warnock and Ossoff, absolutely, but don't sit back on your laurels because Reverend Warnock's term is up in 2 years. This was a special runoff election, so he's filling out the rest of serving out the rest of Kelly Loeffler's term, which only had 2 years on it. John Ossoff is in for 6 years for sure, but the Reverend Warnock seat has to be maintained if you want to keep control of the Congress. So everybody did incredible. Whoever worked on the Georgia campaigns did an incredible job. People from out of state who helped as well, but keep it going and then move on to the Texas places as well with Beto and others there. Joe LaFaro says, Trump is scared by what he has wrought. Now he just wants to avoid prison. Yeah, Dorina, what's your feelings on that?
Look, Joe, Trump doesn't care about anything but himself. I don't even think he cares about his family. He just cares about his own self-preservation. And I think that everything he's done, he had a plan that thought was going to work. But the fact that yesterday, he basically sent people, he sent fanatics of his cult of personality to even where Pence was, right? Yeah. Like, he didn't even care that his vice president was there, right? Yeah. Like, he doesn't care about anyone. So he of course he just wants to avoid prison. He's probably been only safe because he's been president. That's why he hasn't been prosecuted, because the AG in New York, everybody already has stuff on him, has evidence on him that he's committed several crimes. Yep. But he's untouchable while he's president.
Right. And this false equivalency, I want to bring this. This is not a super chat, but let's bring this stupid comment up here from Ratnick. It says, how many small businesses got burnt down yesterday? BLM, Antifa. Not even fucking close. Okay. The attacking the Capitol is something completely different than burning down a business. Okay. That is attacking our very foundation of our democracy. If you think attacking a fucking Payless shoe store is the same as attacking the Capitol building, you need to get your head straight, kid, and figure out your life, because that's a stupid point of view to have. Well, 1,000%. It's not even close. Look, not that I'm encouraging the burning down businesses, right? That's hardworking mom and pop businesses that shouldn't happen, but you can't equate the two. That's false equivalency you're doing on purpose to cover the MAGA traitors who attacked the Capitol yesterday.
And if you're worried about small businesses burning down, then worry about this particular administration stealing all our taxpayer money and giving it to themselves and their corporate friends. Right. And because every single big corporation that has been fined throughout the pandemic and has been enriching themselves even more, they're at fault by getting deregulated more and more from people in government, especially this administration. And so all those ma and pa stores that you've seen actually close this year, that's the fault of these people.
Right. And how many of those ma and pa stores, Ratnick, have you actually visited and bought stuff from? Or have you been going to Taco Bell and McDonald's and Burger King and Chipotle, the big corporations? Or have you been going to Joe's Diner? Which one have you been going to, Ratnick? Tell us the honest fucking truth.
Yeah, stop ordering from Amazon is what we're saying.
Exactly. Well, I'm not saying, but yes, absolutely.
You got more super chats?
Yeah, two more. Daniel Haygood said, Hawley is angling for much more than just some more votes from his constituency. He is trying to be the 2024 Republican frontrunner. Absolutely, 1,000%. He even used the terms woke mob when Simon & Schuster banned his book or stopped that they were going to publish his book, or announced rather they weren't going to publish his book. So yes, he is angling to run for the 2024. There's already, like I said earlier, Mike Pence doesn't want to invoke the 25th because he wants to run. So there are a number of people who are not going to come out strongly against this on the Republican side of things because that's their base. And they're just not going to come out in strong terms, sadly.
Well, and I don't know if you saw Josh Hawley's statement, because his book deal, I guess the publishers decided to cancel his book after what happened, right? Because Josh Hawley, who should no longer serve in Congress, obviously, after what happened. And so his statement was basically towards the woke mob. And you guys know that I constantly complain about overly wokeness, where you're like trying to control how people talk. Like that's where, you know, that's a whole other thing, because I believe in free speech. But this mofo is, his statement is crazy. I don't know if you want to pull it up, John. I sent it in the private chat.
Yeah. Let me bring it up as you talk about it. Okay.
So he's basically saying, my statement on the woke mob, it's Simon Schuster. He says, this could not be more Orwellian. Simon and Schuster is canceling my contract because I was representing my constituents, leading a debate on the Senate floor on voter integrity, which they have now decided to redefine as sedition. Let me be clear, this is not just a contract dispute. It's a direct assault on the First Amendment. Only approved speech can now be published. This is the left looking to cancel everyone they don't approve of. I will fight this cancel culture with everyone I have. We'll see you in court. Like, fuck this guy, man. Like, this is, it's the same bullshit of like the Kelly Loefflers of the world of saying like, oh, the radical left is doing this and blah, blah, blah. Like, this is like, there is a difference between freedom of speech and freedom of consequences.
Yep.
Like, you are Josh Hawley is a public servant. Mm-hmm. Who is part of this edition. He's not, this is not a redefining. Like, he's responsible for what happened yesterday. He is part of the people that were insurrectionists that were storming the Capitol. And so that's why he should be expelled from Congress. And to blame it on like the supposed woke left is ridiculous, because he's like, he's crying over a book deal, basically.
Yeah. It's, again, it's gaslighting, it's virtue signaling, it's saying cancel culture, it's saying, he's saying a direct assault on the First Amendment. Nope. What Simon Schuster is, Josh, and look closely, and I'll go slow for you so you can get it. What Simon Schuster is a business. And as a business, they have to look at, well, if we're going to lose a bunch of writers because we're publishing a book from a guy who's a noted seditionist, an encourager of sedition, not a debater of political integrity or election integrity, a known sedition person who knows that there was no fraud, and you know there was no fraud, Josh, you're just doing this to drum up your base so you can run in 2024. Well, as a business, they realize, well, is it worth to lose all these other writers in order to keep this person and publish his book? No, it isn't. Therefore, we've made a business decision that it's financially smarter to keep these writers who are going to make us more money than your little book will, Josh. So that's how capitalism works. And you should know that as a senator in the United States Senate in our country, how capitalism works. That's why this is happening to you. It's got nothing to do with a woke mob or the cancel culture, blabbity, blabbity, bloops. It's simply just the fact that you supported sedition. People were mad about you supporting sedition. All these writers are going to leave Simon and Schuster, who make them a lot of money if they didn't drop you. Now that they dropped you, they will stay on at Simon and Schuster. That's a business decision done by a company which is allowed in a capitalist system that we all live in and encourage people to live in here in the United States.
Which is why Twitter and Facebook and basically most of big tech can do whatever they want. They have their own policies, and they can fact check the president. They can decide to remove the president if he's a threat. I just heard today that Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, one of my sworn enemies, actually finally said that he.
Hold on, Dorina, your internet is going in and out. We can't hear you. You're coming in and out. Are you?
What's happening?
Yeah. Can you try coming? Yeah, a little bit, but you're still, sounds like you're that electronic interference.
I'm gonna come back.
Yeah, drop out and come back. All right. We'll have her robot Darina. Yes, absolutely. Darina won't be signed. She'll be back. Hold on. Let's see here. All right. Are we getting her? Is it me? Sean, is it mine? Are you guys seeing me good? Are you guys any problems? All right. All right, Darina, go ahead.
Is it better? Okay. So my point was that, by the way, AOC released a statement on Josh Hawley that she's basically, which I agree completely, that she's saying that you fist pumped insurrectionists and baselessly attacked our elections. Your actions fueled a riot and you fundraise in the chaos and five people are dead.
Yep.
But no, as I was saying, Mark Zuckerberg has finally, after years and years of profiting from his propaganda machine, has finally deemed President Trump to be too dangerous to be actually on Facebook. So he's officially off of Facebook right now because yep. of this decision by the CEO. People are calling on Jack Dorsey to do the same from Twitter. Who knows what's going to happen? But this is obviously a whole other conversation about big tech responsibility and how they also need to be regulated in different ways. As much as Zuckerberg, I'm sorry, but a little too late. He should have. A long time ago. So we have some Streamlabs coming in. Streamlabs.com/impolitetruths. Commentatoring nerd who says, bravo to you guys for going 2 days in a row and going up yesterday, not on your usual schedule for multiple hours when it really mattered and returning again today. I love listening to you all speaking the wisdom that too many people are deaf to.
Thank you.
Thank you, commentatoring nerd. I'm glad to see people like you supporting us. We also have C, who says nothing but is just supporting us. Thank you, PC. CSJ Megatron, who says, love your discussion. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, CSJ. Thank you very much. Yeah, people, if you want to support us, send in your super chats. You know, we're probably on for another 30 to 45 minutes. Send in your super chats and send in your Streamlabs. You know, you love us being here. There's over 400. There was almost 500 of you were watching a little bit earlier. Please, A, hit that like button. We appreciate it. Hit that thumbs up button. If you're watching us later after this is live, and a lot of you do, leave a comment down below as well. We do read those comments. We do respond to some of those comments. So please leave a comment, leave a like, and then send us Streamlabs. Send us your support there. Streamlabs.com, impolitetruths/tip. It's right there above Drina's head or down in the description. So send in your support. If you want us to keep doing the show, support is an important part of how we can keep doing this show. All right.
Especially ahead. Because we are not CNN. We are not Fox News. We are not mainstream media. We do not get paid as much as Tucker Carlson does to perform for you. And we get paid very little to actually try to be honest and genuine with you guys, unlike a lot of political pundits out there. So thank you for your support. There's some breaking news, John, not surprising that Bessie DeVos just resigned.
Could she spell her name when she resigned correctly? I don't know. That's great, but it matters not, because for four years she destroyed the educational system in this country. And I hope to God, whoever Biden is installing, I saw who Biden's installing. I hope they turn around some of the decisions that were made under the Betsy DeVos regime there in the United States for the education in our country. And I hope we start to see education dollars going back into inner cities, into small towns, into the medium-sized towns that have had their education funding slashed, because there's nothing dictators enjoy more than an uneducated populace. So please, for the love of God, I hope they're finding ways to go and do that, already starting to look at implementing plans that they can do so they can increase the level of education. It takes years to turn around a situation like this, and you want to have educated people and in your populace who will question government. Absolutely. Yeah,
completely. I mean, the daughter of one of the few celebrities I used to love, Carl Sagan, Sasha Sagan, literally said, this is what happens when you don't teach critical thinking.
Yep.
Right. Like that's the problem with so many people in government that want to retain power as opposed to making sure that they know they work for us is that they want us to be dumb. They don't want us to question authority. Right. They just want us to keep working every day for 80 hours a week and not making enough money while they buy their eighth boat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's also, Daniel Haygood points this out in the private chat, and he's absolutely right. I said this about Elaine Chao earlier on Twitter. These rats are now leaving the sinking ship because they don't want to invoke the 20th. They don't want to vote to invoke the 25th right. Amendment as a member of his cabinet. They don't want that on their record because they still want to retain the support of MAGA members, of the MAGA cult, of the GOP, of the Trump people. They want to retain that support, so they will not sign anything that invokes the 25th Amendment. It's a shame to see, but you know, where's their big principled stand? I guess not when it comes to self-survival politically and financially afterwards. Of course, Devils doesn't need the money, but she likes the status, so there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about, like, people are like, why do you hate the rich? I'm like, I don't. But there's like rich, like who was it? I think it was it Chris Rock that said it, that Shaq is rich, but then the guy that pays Shaq, that actually writes Shaq's checks is wealthy, right? Yeah. So I'm going after like the Elon Musk of the world, right? Yeah. I'm not going after like, I know I have friends that are rich and they're fine. Like they do a lot of charity and it's great, but mm-hmm. it's like, these are the people that are like the Betsy DeVoses of the world, like the Mitch McConnells of the world. Like they only care about themselves and they don't care who loses any form of support throughout this. They don't care. Just like locally, our mayor in Los Angeles, Garcetti, does not care that there's a bunch of unhoused neighbors, does not care that people are about to get evicted. Like these are this is why we need to vote these people out of office.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Where are we at next?
We have some more super chats coming in before. Okay. And I don't know if we have video callers as well.
Oh yeah, we do. Fantastic 14 says, "Hey Jay Rogan, Dorina, I think she means it's only capitalism when it works in their favor. When it's against them, then it's a violation of the First Amendment." Yeah, with a crying emoji. Yeah, absolutely true.
Well, it is certainly very ironic to see, so many people on extreme right wing radio and like even just Fox News yelling out these radical leftist socialists. I'm like, we just saw the president himself, all the way to Giuliani and people in his administration, mm-hmm. get the best healthcare in the world after being irresponsible and unsafe during a pandemic.
Yep.
Okay. While Los Angeles has run out of ICU beds.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, what we're having right now is socialism for the wealthy, right? And capitalism for the poor. That's a problem. That's why other countries are doing better with mixed economies as opposed to extreme capitalism that's only helping the very wealthy, mm-hmm. and the tax burden continues to be relied on the poor.
Yeah, exactly. We also had another super chat that we had missed earlier. Sorry about that. From Jesus Castellum. He said, basically those five deaths that took place yesterday were on the six GOP senators and Trump who incited this sort of violence. Absolutely. 1,000%. The blood is on their hands. Yes, that woman was a hardcore Trump supporter, hardcore QAnon supporter. I believe there are videos that you can see of that woman just absolutely going, yelling at people while she's driving, by the way, yelling at people in the California Senate. She's from San Diego, here in San Diego, somewhere in San Diego, there. And she flew or drove or however she got to that protest. And she was shot in the neck by the police, sadly, during the protest and died. There were three members of the protest that died from physical ailments during the protest or during the, sorry, I keep saying protest, during the riot attack, during the insurrection that died. And of course, Capitol Police member that died. And then there have been now, the number keeps going up of the number that were arrested and detained. So we'll find out. And a number of police were injured. At least that's what they're saying. A number of police were injured in trying to quell this riot, this insurrection down as well. So absolute madness all around and totally agree.
Well, and then there's also a police guy, an actual policeman that died, right?
Yep.
Actually, so that's, I mean, none of these people should be dead is the thing. Like whatever you think of, if we disagree with the politics of these people, like they're people dead that didn't have to die. And it's, and the blood on, and the blood is on Trump and these senators' hands.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,000%. Eric Stevens says, is very curious to see if he is impeached again. Representative Nadler, chair of judiciary, voice support, which makes me feel like they have the votes. Yeah, quite possibly. It is quite possible they might have the votes. We shall see. What do you think? Do you think it'll happen?
I mean, again, I have I am one of those people that has never been part of a political party because I think they're both crap. And I'm hoping that there's a few working class citizens that are being voted into Congress now, like Cori Bush, Jamal Bowman, et cetera, that might make a difference. So I hope that because we have those people, they'll be pushier about it. But I certainly haven't put my trust in Schumer and Pelosi the last 4 years to do something like this. So we'll see.
Good point.
We hope.
Murloc 1986 donated some as well with no message. Thank you. And Philly-G donated, said those now quitting Trump's administration are noble, just showing how even more cowardice or cowardly they are. Yeah, true.
Very
true. They won't stand.
We have some streamlabs coming in as well before we let some video callers in. Optimike Primus says, this violence we have seen recently is exactly what I was worried about. It has only escalated from ex-cops running people off the road because of ballots in their AC repair ban. I can only hope SDNY is able to put Trump away so he can't come back in 2024.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, he's referencing what happened in Houston, where this guy who was in charge of finding supposedly stolen ballots or fraudulent ballots using his technology found that it was this immigrant who had come over to this country and was working as an AC repairman, but was apparently transporting ballots. Well, he ran him off the road, confronted him with a pistol drawn, and eventually the cops showed up, arrested him, and looked in the gentleman's van and found no ballots at all. This guy was just nuts because he was getting paid. This former cop was just nuts because he was getting paid to find election fraud and couldn't find any. And he was frustrated that he couldn't find any. So he was trying to create some so that he could validate them, him getting paid thousands of dollars by a nonprofit organization. This is a former policeman, maybe chief of police in Houston, I believe. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. What's our next thing, Adrena?
Alan Smithy in the Streamlabs says, hey, Darina and Roka, I usually don't talk politics and instead I stay informed and vote. But yesterday was an attempt by Trump and his followers to end our democracy and convert it into a monarchy. That's bullshit. Republicans have supported this shame.
Yep. 147 Republicans supported this. And of course, numerous other Republicans throughout the country supported this. And this wasn't the only place, Dorina, that this happened. We talked about this before we started the show. You could see in the state of Washington, not the city of Washington, the state of Washington, there were people outside protesting. There was some ginger kid with a fucking rifle walking around, threatening people, ripping phones out of it. And then you saw here in LA a couple of days ago, or not here in LA, but there in LA where you are, Dorina, a few of those anti-maskers storming Century City Mall, threatening people, threatening shoppers, trying to push through into stores when they were being barred from stores because they weren't wearing masks, being physically threatened at Century City Mall. Why don't you motherfuckers grow some stones and roll down to some other malls in some other cities that aren't Century City, rich and white and wealthy? Why don't you roll on to some other malls in other areas of town that aren't as wealthy, aren't as rich? And let's see if you pull off your bullshit and your chest thumping and your small dick waving. See what happens then. Do me a favor. Do a video of that. Show up at a Compton Mall and pull your bullshit. And please take a video of it. Let me see what happens then. You motherfuckers, please. I hate these fake stances that they take in safe places. They mean nothing at all.
We also have another additional comment from Alan Smithy, who says, also on a lighter note, Darina, I miss Cheddar Goblin. Where did he go? He must be busy vomiting mac and cheese onto some happy kids. Alan Smithy, you have the best taste in movies. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, watch Mandy. Great movie. Nicolas Cage's best movie. Okay, I think we are caught up to Streamlabs for now. If we want to let a video caller in, or we have more super chats.
Yeah, we got two more here real quick. Murloc 1986, he said, you know who won't be at Camp David? Reasonable patriots that will peacefully protest. I hope that there is a crowd and it gets coverage, though. Yeah, he's referencing the fact that Trump is supposed to be at Camp David this weekend, still serving as the president. He's supposed to be at Camp David in a retreat, getting away from it all, so to speak. He's apparently supposed to be still playing golf this weekend, because why not? Why not? My people tried to attack democracy and tear it down, but I'm going to go get 18 holes in this weekend. This is the kind of thing that can't be allowed to happen. He should not be allowed to walk around freely after inciting an attempt to overturn a democratically elected election there with his protesters in D.C. That should not be allowed to happen. That is treason. He should be arrested and tried as such. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, and it's just so crazy because, like, all he's done the last 4 years is go to rallies where people applaud him, and tweet, text people what he wants done, and golf. That has basically been what Trump has done throughout his presidency. It's just so embarrassing.
One last one from Tim Sim. Tell me if I'm saying this right, Dorina. There are better aspects in life to be rich in instead of just money.
Yeah. And look, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't, if you work your ass off and you become very successful, good for you. Yep. The problem is when you own corporations that become monopolies, right? Like the Jeff Bezos of the world, or like, you know, Walmart, Elon Musk, again, like not letting your workers unionize, exploding your workers, having them work in warehouses full of, you know, where there's no any sort of safety guidelines during a pandemic. It's like that doesn't make you a good person. Right. Like there's a difference between someone like that and somebody that's just successful and owns a nice car.
Yep. Yep. We're going to bring some people in live, and Sean's going to put the link in the chat. We've only got a few minutes left in the show. So if you want to jump in live, jump in quickly. And if you want to keep sending in Streamlabs and supports for the show, and listen, it doesn't have to be a question, it can just be support for the show to keep us doing what we're doing. And please hit that like button. There's over 400 of you watching us live. Thank you very much for joining us live on this show here. Let's bring in Daniel Haygood, who's been waiting for a bit. Daniel, what's up, dude? How are you, my man?
Hey Daniel. Am I audible? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to dissect a little bit these lies and falsehoods that Josh Hawley was spewing about the relationship between the Constitution and presidential elections.
Please do.
Yeah.
So his tagline was that this is the place for those debates to be heard. And that is a lie and a falsehood about the Constitution that is attractive to people who haven't been educated about the Constitution, the terrorists who took over Capitol Hill yesterday, for instance. And he is using in a much more smart sounding, syntax, the same misinformation tactics that have been applied the last 4 years, 5 years, that culminated in what we saw yesterday.
Yep.
So I just really hope that we're all right and that the what's her name? Cori Bush. Yeah.
Well, she's a congresswoman,
That she follows through on her plan to expel these members of Congress, because more than, you know, that's how they justify what they're doing. And it's what he's doing in his tweet. You know, he says it's Orwellian.
Yeah,
it's completely against the notion of democracy, and that's just completely against that's just completely against logic. If you study the Constitution, that is, because the Constitution was made to protect the democracy, and the Constitution says that what you are doing, speaking to Senator Hawley, is wrong, and it's not how the Constitution is meant to be interpreted, especially by the Founding Fathers. Fathers never wanted a federal body to be able to decide the election independently of the voters. That is, like, Lindsey Graham even said it, you know, originalism. What do the Founding Fathers think? Founding Fathers didn't want this to happen. It's just, anyways, your thoughts on Mr. Hawley and what is his speech?
Well, his speech was what you see, right? They take certain levels of information, certain words or lines, and they imbue it with a certain kind of meaning that is convenient for them to support what they overall want to do. They don't look at what the actual intention of some of those words or phrases or sentences that they're lifting out of text to defend the things that they're doing were actually referencing, right? They try to twist it and turn it around. And we've been seeing this for the last 4 years. We've been seeing it beyond the 4 years, or, you know, from other candidates who are not as successful as Trump was in doing it. So we've been saying on the show, there are other politicians who are seeing what Trump did, the gaslighting, the lies, the innuendos, all that bullshit, the playing the innocent when it's convenient and then encouraging violence. all of that is just, or and then trying to use random pieces of the Constitution or laws to implement in a certain way that, you know, enforces their points of views. We've seen that already. And Hawley is walking in those footsteps to try to do what he's doing. And that speech last night was so off base about the Constitution. This idea that this was the only time, this was the only place where they were contested. No, you could have contested it all the way through all those court cases, all the way through in the states. All of that's been contested already. You fucking lost. You just can't handle that you fucking lost.
Yeah, and it's crazy to see that. I mean, Josh Hawley, not just him, but like Ted Cruz, Matt Gaetz, these other senators that we've been talking about, like they've already established themselves by doing this that they are not for democracy, right? And so what, once you do that, and then you're complaining about your book deal after you basically helped kill a police officer yesterday.
Yep.
I mean, it's these people, it's all denial, right? Like they're never going to, this is not somebody, this is like the worst type of, this is a politician in an X-Men movie, basically, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. Like this is like we think that these are fictitious characters, but we're seeing them now in government. We've seen them for a while. It's just that now it's gotten to the point where there's so much greed and need for power in Washington that we're seeing these bad faith actors pop up. And that happens after there's complacency and the society gets comfortable enough that they don't see these threats to our democracy. That's why you have to be involved in your communities.
Yeah. Yeah. And Cori Bush pushed back on Josh Hawley, as we were mentioning. She said, Josh Hawley said he was doing this for the people of Missouri. Let me tell you something, Josh, you are supposed to represent St. Louis too, but you do not speak for us. You have blood on your hands. And that's why I'm calling for your removal from Congress. So
yeah,
we shall see if Cori Bush came, because I've been looking at the research. I'm not sure what needs to be done to be able to remove these people, because it seems like it would be a monumental task to remove 100 so Republicans from the House. And I feel like that would probably cause another riot if they were actually able to do it, because you'd have to have a whole new set of elections or appointments from these governors or these senators, whoever's in charge of doing that there in those respective states.
Well, and Daniel, question for you, related to what John's talking about. What do you think in general, is there anything that should be done or change from now on? Because we've never had such a bad faith actor as we've had with this president and this administration. So do you think that there should be something implemented so this doesn't happen again?
Mm-hmm. Well, Congress has the ability to regulate its own members and its own elections. Importantly, its own elections. And I think there should be eligibility for election requirements that are introduced. And really, really easily, you could just make it, have you ever tried to overturn an election? Something like that. If you have, you're ineligible to run for election. So you'd never be able to run for re-election. Something like that. Other than that, like short of a constitutional amendment, because what happened yesterday was so profoundly un-American, it's not a constitutional mechanism to address it. It hasn't even been thought of yet, because it was so profoundly out of the picture of what the framers were thinking and what the later legislative and bodies and states who later amended the Constitution was never in their minds. Mm-hmm. I think it is going to be like, but it's just like what I think, with reforming the Supreme Court.
Right.
It's problems that have been brought to the forefront, and they can go really against either party. And I think both parties would be motivated at this point to take these, you know, radical steps that 50 years ago, no one else could have thought. And while we're at it, let's do the Equal Rights Amendment. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I just think we are on the precipice of what could be a lot of change.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Really quick though, at one point, did you guys watch season 4 House of Cards?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys, he reminds me of Joel Kinnaman's character, the Republican nominee.
Totally. Yeah. Right. No, these people are right out of TV shows and comic books. It's kind of crazy. Like Pence literally looks like an X-Men villain.
Yeah. It's true with that oversized forehead. So yeah, I absolutely agree. I can see that absolutely with him, having those momentary lapses of anger and gets real like violent in those moments like Kinnaman did. I went all the way back to Martin Sheen in Dead Zone when I tweeted about it, that he looks like Martin Sheen trying to stop himself from getting killed by Christopher Walken by holding a newborn baby up to protect himself. I could see Holly doing that in a heartbeat to save his ass. So, all right, Daniel, thanks so much for coming in, man. It's always good to see you. The Out Lawyer. I love it. I love it.
Thanks, Daniel.
Good to see you. All right, let's bring in our favorite Canadian north of the border real quick, and we'll see if we can survive this conversation. Royko!
Hey! Merry Orthodox Christmas, guys. It's my Christmas today, okay. So Merry Christmas. Christmas. No, seriously.
Merry Orthodox Christmas to you.
Yeah, thank you. So a couple of quick things before I get into my main point. One, Ryan Grimm tweeted that the Democrats have scheduled a caucus meeting for tomorrow at 9 p.m. PST.
9 a.m.?
9 a.m., sorry, PST. Okay. 9 a.m. PST, yep. Or noon my time, the real time. To discuss impeachment. Now, doesn't mean they're going to do it, but it's a good sign. From what I hear, from what Ryan Grimm says, that there's about 60 representatives right now that are in favor of it. So if there's 60 now, it could happen, right? So that's a strong force that could push them in the right direction. So we'll see. The other thing is to bring it back to Canada. So Jagmeet Singh, who is the leader of the NDP, tweeted this, and I actually signed a petition for this. So he goes, yesterday was an act of domestic terrorism. The Proud Boys helped execute it. Their founder is Canadian. They operate in Canada right now, and I'm calling for them to be designated as a terrorist organization immediately. So he's trying to get them designated as a terrorist organization here in Canada.
Wow.
So hopefully that'll happen, which means then that what's his name cannot return back to Canada unless he'll get arrested. So who's hopefully that'll happen. The leader of the Proud Boys. I don't know his name.
I'm glad you brought that up, Brego, because I was wondering whatever happened with that story. I saw it like 2 days ago, but it obviously got lost in everything that happened yesterday. But I was curious because that's actually good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was tweeted today. So I. We'll see if he can get Trudeau to agree to that. One last quick thing before I get to the main point. The theory is the reason that Zuckerberg has finally banned Trump is because the Democrats won the Georgia Senate races. Yep. And now he's afraid of the Democrats and he'll go and regulate him. And so now he's kissing Democratic ass. And you know what? Fuck him. And like Adarina says, it's not the rich people. It's the fucking billionaires and other rich people that are buying the American government. Fuck those people. I'm sorry. I've swore. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's more swearing than I've done the entire time I've been on here.
But it's Merry Orthodox Christmas. It's mine.
Merry fucking Orthodox Christmas. Yeah.
Right. But no, but look, it's the same thing. I believe YouTube also did the same thing where like they're like, oh, we're going to strike videos. You know, like, for example, like Steven Crowder had like thumbnails of him with like a gun. And he has like millions of people watch his bullshit, right?
So
he has like a picture of a gun and it's and the headline is all about like destroy, right? So like this is literally like inciting violence. Like you shouldn't strike these people. You should demonetize them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a great point. You're going to demonetize because then what's the point for them to even be on there at that point? Because you know that a lot of them are doing it to make that money. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great because you're not censoring them, but you're not making money. Yeah, no, I love that idea.
Let them talk out of their asses and continue performing, but they shouldn't be like at the end of the day, like Google policy is technically you can't monetize from hate speech, right? You can't do that. So then why aren't they regulating that?
I agree. And I think because of the Georgia elections, they're now scared that they're going to get regulated. So good for that.
I hope it shouldn't matter. And it shouldn't matter. I hope.
It shouldn't, but it does. You know, that's the way life works. But the main point is you guys discussed it. It's been mentioned. But basically, you mentioned that Trump is not an honest actor.
Yeah,
the Republicans, especially the 107, are not honest actors. But it doesn't stop there. Like even somebody Lindsey Graham, who wasn't one of the seven that voted, but he hasn't been an honest actor. Most of them are not honest actor. And I think finally, hopefully, people I've gleamed onto the fact that the majority of the Republicans, if not all the Republicans, are not honest actors. Mm-hmm. And the only way we're going to fix that right now, unfortunately, is the media. So the media has been really good in the last few months of Trump, and honestly this week they've been pretty good. Mm-hmm. So if they continue and they start calling out when somebody's not an honest actor, because calling somebody a liar, oh God, oh, that's just scary. But if they start doing that, then maybe we can change. And it's the fact that I get it. So there's 75 million people that believe bullshit, but they believe bullshit because the people they trust keep lying to them. And it's so bad now that when they start telling the truth, they go find other people that can lie to them.
Right. Like the people that literally moved from Fox News to Newsmax, it's only getting deeper into like the conspiracy hole of like BS and propaganda lies. So that's a problem. I don't know if they're going to change, but you are right, Ryko, that I did notice a lot of both national and local newspapers today actually like made it a point to say either Trump incited mob, you know, storms Capitol. Like they made it a point to make sure that they know who these people are and they know that this is a Trump, you know, a problem, right? That they made it, that it wasn't just like random citizens storming the Capitol. So I did actually notice that and was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. And CNN of all has been good too. Like but the big question is, are they going to continue? Are they going to continue with the Republicans? And are they going to continue even with the Democrats, calling out the Democratic leadership? And so that is, honestly, there's a lot of problems in the United States, but one of the major ones is the media. Yeah. And right now, I've been really hopeful with the media. So if they continue, you guys are on the right track.
Well,
hopefully,
good luck. We shall see. And what you're talking about here, the media, CBS News and NBC News, this was on Twitter, verified by a number of people, that their anchors were told not to use the word seditionist, not to use the word coup, not to use those kinds of words, to call them attackers or protesters or whatever. But they were told not to use those words by those anchors. And see, that's the problem too.
Exactly.
If they're doing that, so they as well don't lose their MAGA base or GOP base or Republican base or Trump loving base that might be watching CBS News or NBC News for ratings, then you're no longer a news organization. Stop calling yourself a news organization. You are about clicks and likes and monetary views. If that's what it's about, it's not news anymore. You are essentially a glorified YouTube channel. And this is what I get upset about. It's like, no, why are you limiting the dialogue or the actual words that these anchors can use to call out the rightfuls? That's why I appreciated what Cuomo did last night. Jake Tapper was doing on CNN. Yeah. They were calling these people exactly, Gloria Borgia, exactly what they are. I appreciated that very much. But these bigger, this CBS, this main primetime people, if they're not willing to do it or being instructed not to do it, that is incorrect about what should be happening in the media.
Right. But again,
maybe we're seeing different things then, because I rarely watch cable news unless it's literally just to be like, what bullshit are they saying? Because I saw many people on MSNBC and CNN actually like using the word anarchist, right? So like they're not even using proper terms because they should have been using the word fascism. Yep. Right. So like and I don't know if that's just lack of education or what they're being told to say. Right. So that's a problem to me. Like they should be making sure that they use the right terminology for these people.
It's possible because the ones I've seen have used the word sedition. I've even seen it like once or twice, the word terrorist used.
Yeah.
Joe Biden
used it. He said they were domestic terrorists.
They are domestic terrorists. What else are they? Yeah. So even though that there's some really crappy shit that happened yesterday, there's been some good pushback. There's been some crappy shit as well, but there's been some good pushback. So again, we'll see. And the other thing is, So it's still 2020 because Orthodox New Year is not till the 14th. So that's why all this shit is happening. So it's, 2020 is on the Julian calendar. So okay. We'll see. On the 15th, everything's going to be hunky-dory.
Sure, pal.
Yeah, no, I guarantee it.
Someone had a great Far Side cartoon where the woman is jumping out of a burning building that says 2020, but she bounces off the thing they were holding to catch her, bounces off the thing into a building that's set on fire that says 2021. So okay, that kind of feels like what's happening here. And I hope to God, once January 20th happens, Biden's in there to kind of level things out a little bit. I want a boring presidency. I want a relaxed presidency. Yes, there'll be battles about issues and what have you, but I want to go back to where I don't have to give a fuck what this idiot said in the morning and tweeted about to incite riots and anger. And that's why I hope social media restrictions apply more than just to January 20th. This needs to go all the way out. He needs to be stopped from spewing his bullshit. You have First Amendment right to speak your mind in this country. Absolutely. But Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, those are all privately owned companies that do not have to provide you a platform to spew your bullshit. Go on Parler and do your things. We don't need you on all these other social media sites.
Amen.
Yeah, we'll see. Amen. I mean, it'll be nice on January 20th to rage inside the machine. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
absolutely.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Thank you. You're not going to get a pass here, Democrats, either. Right. Thanks, Rico.
And thank you guys so much for being on here. And I hope you guys continue this for as long as you can. So thumbs up to both of you, one each.
Thank you, Rico, for always bringing your awesomeness and your Canadian positivity.
Well, thank you so much. Anyway.
Have a good Christmas, man.
Oh, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's Happy 1 week to go for 2020. 1 week.
That's right. It already feels like a year, but goddamn.
It does. It does. We have a couple of super chats, and then Corey Scott Johnson is waiting in the chat as well, or in the live chat as well. Here we go.
Yeah, Justin, we got some streamlabs too after this.
Okay. So do you think reps and senators from Missouri and Kansas would tread a bit lightly telling another state who they really elected? Bleeding Kansas, anyone? Oh, yeah. Great point, Jessica. Absolutely. And yes, Josh Hawley, of all people, objecting to something that happened all the way in Pennsylvania, which he has absolutely no access to in terms of knowing the inner workings of what was happening here, is just ridiculous. It's all for show. It's all to help him drum up his base amongst Trump's people. That's all that was. But yeah, absolutely. It's insane how they totally believe in states' rights, Darina, unless it applies to their overall thing that they want to accomplish. So yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that comment, Jessica.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see. We got one more here. Ooh, I might have circled past. Paul says, Trump must be banned from ever running and holding office ever again.
Yes. And so should his family and anybody who's been in his administration that resigned today.
Right. Yep. 1,000% agree.
And in honor of Betsy DeVos resigning, maybe cancel student loan finally.
All the student loans, finally, once and for all, canceled. Let people breathe. And for those of you who paid ahead on your student loans, great. That's okay. That's great. But like, you know, this financial services, the financial situation of the country is out of control, and we need to stop this thing. BK Finance says, Pence needs Trump's people, so he'll probably do nothing. True. If he does agree to remove him, he will pardon him and his crime family to please that base.
Probably.
Absolutely possible.
Probably, unfortunately. Yeah. We have some streamlabs coming in before we let our last video caller in. Yeah. G. Smith, just sending support. Thank you, G. Smith. Ace Money says, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. The vast majority within the city limits think Josh Hawley is trash. It's rural Missouri that makes my state into a joke. Cori Bush gives me hope, though. I hope her and the rest of the squad can make some waves.
Yeah, I'd like that. Absolutely. No surprise. Just like here, people get surprised, Darina, that like once you leave LA or leave some of these bigger cities, like this state is could be pretty red once you go out into the rural areas or the military areas. Down here, certainly in some areas of San Diego are certainly red areas. You know, there's a lot of blue where I live here, but like there are other areas around San Diego that are red for sure. So
red or blue, the propaganda is everywhere, unfortunately.
True. Very true.
So,
very
true. We also have Optimike Primus, who says, not a huge fan of Biden personally, but man, I have to say, listening to him speak recently has been a refreshing breath of fresh air. Yeah. Shitstorms settle down. Norms aren't great, but I will take it over dumpster fires. Shit has been whack, but moving up. Up to Mike Primus, I couldn't agree with you more. You guys know that I am still going to be holding Biden's administration accountable, him and Kamala. I know everybody's standing them. Good for you. I do not. I disagree with all stuff they're already doing and people they're already putting into cabinet positions. But just to see a president be normal, just not saying... Like, obviously, politicians lie about everything all the time, but not to the extent that we've seen with this president. I mean, like, we're never I really hope we don't get somebody that's just constantly spewing division. Like, mm-hmm. that's a problem. And so as much as I'm going to be criticizing the Biden administration and making sure that there's actual change that happens, because so we don't get another Trump in 4 years, I'm very happy to see a boring ass president personally.
This is a great tweet from Tim Miller. He says, if Trump had won two more states and the Republicans had the House, every single one of these fuckers resigning now would have been sitting shotgun in the coup bus while Congress nullified the Pennsylvania electors. They can all go to hell. Yeah, that's 1,000% agree. They can all go to hell. All right, where are we at? Do I have any more Streamlabs or Super Chats?
No. I think we're caught up, but we want to bring our last video caller.
Corey, come on in, brother man. What's going on, dude?
Hey, John. Hey, Dorina.
Hey, Corey. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. I like the shirt you got on, Dorina. John.
Thank you.
You know, John's dressed like a regular guy. But before I get into my main topic, I know we was like you guys were talking about what they calling them on like CNN or something like that. I think a lot of black people have been dubbing them Vanilla ISIS or Al Cracker. So you can say stuff like that if you want to. You won't get mad.
But, I also heard Clantifa.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't
heard that one. That's pretty good, too. Yeah.
But I want to talk, bring up, like, when we talk about these people, like, accountability. So we all know, like, the big people who are inciting this of, like, Trump and all these Republicans. But when can we get to the people who, like, the people who did what they did yesterday? Because... Yes, they were driven to do that by Trump, but they're still adults, and it's called accountability. Because people like that, if you jump, let's jump back through the past. They do things like they burn Tulsa down, or they attack Muslims after 9/11, or they attack Latinx people all around the country because they think that they weren't born here when a lot of people are. But so when can we hold people like that accountable and bring them to task and not. Use it's like the woman who died, like, and we are like, yeah, she shouldn't have died, but it's not like Black Lives Matter and stuff like that, where those people were on streets marching and peacefully doing it. You ran into a Congress building where there's the vice president who has Secret Service, and I think they said Secret Service shot her, or we don't know who it was, but I have a cousin who did Secret Service work, and they are trained to, if you are coming at so like attacking, they are trained to shoot. Yeah. So when do, and like the death is sad, because like nobody should die for Trump's punk. I don't want to cuss, but as Jay would say, the orange F Muppet.
Yeah.
But when do we start holding these people accountable? Because when you don't hold these people accountable, they just continue doing stuff. Charlottesville, bombing churches and stuff like that, shooting synagogues, shooting up schools and festivals. So when do we start holding these people accountable? Because we can say all we want that Trump and all them, they enticed this, but once Trump is gone and we're far off along that we don't even care about him no more, people like this will still be around. Mm-hmm. So when do we make examples of people like this?
Yeah, that's a great point you're bringing up, Corey. And I guess two things that I would say. One is I'd like to place the difference between there's the people that, you know, are actual like part of white supremacist organizations, right? Like actual white nationalist people that we saw yesterday, right? Those are like people that like Nazis are not victims, right? Like, people that are part of the KKK, they're not victims to me. They are specifically part of a group that is oppressing other human beings just because they're different than them, right? Yeah. But there's also the people we talk about a lot on the show, which is a typical you know, a conservative person that grew up somewhere that all they watched or listened to was Fox News and Rush Limbaugh, that's been brainwashed to think, oh, these, you know, leftist people are scary and like Antifa's right. going to get me and all this bullshit, right? So I do, I would like to make the distinction between those two groups mm-hmm. because I feel like there's one group that can be salvaged yeah. And possibly talk to and be like, yo, like you're not as different than me. I'm struggling too. I'm trying to pay my bills too. And these rich motherfuckers in government are taking our money. Like let's vote them out together. Right. So like there's that group, but then the group you're talking about, obviously that's been a problem before Trump. And people like Trump use hatred and division, not caring that they're actually wanting to, you know, have Nazis, literal Nazis, vote for them in order to stay in power. When we have the actual FBI saying that the biggest threat to this country is white supremacist domestic terrorists, they've been saying that to us for a while and nothing has been done. And I'm not a fan of obviously putting people in lists, but I'm not sure what the answer is, but clearly they haven't done enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing that it gets difficult because we are a country built on the First Amendment, right? So you start to say to yourself, well, where's the line? And that's what we have to kind of determine. And then you have to worry about, well, where is it determined within that state, right? What are the lines that you can and can't cross? But remember, these social media sites and YouTube and other places, they have a right to keep your content off their airwaves or off their platforms. And so that's where we can take a cue. If people like Zuckerberg were willing to take a little bit of financial hit, I mean, does Mark need all that fucking money? No. So
I don't want to be like talk about materialism, but like, come on. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, he doesn't use that money.
He doesn't. Yeah, exactly. That stuff. Yeah. There could be things that really positive things they could be doing with that money. And yes, they are. There's philanthropy and they all do it in the charity because they get the write offs and what have you. But there's a way to responsibly do. What if Amazon said, we're not going to sell those books that promote that kind of racism, the kind of coded word racism, the kind of gaslighting. We're not going to promote those books or put those books on our website that you can order that promote the idea of taking down this country, taking down the democracy or the administration of this country, all that kind of stuff. There are things that they can do. The problem is, Corey, and you know this, lawyers are out there just salivating, waiting for these things to happen so they can bill these people exorbitant amount of fees per hour in order to get these cases tried in court and cloak themselves in the First Amendment, just like Josh Hawley did in his statement, calling it an attack on the First Amendment. No, that's a business, making a business decision. And those are those things. So you start to go, well, where's the line for the speech that you would stop a person from saying? And that needs to be determined. And just like the Supreme Court said about pornography, they said, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. I think the same thing has to be said here about this speech. I don't know treasonous speech, but I know it when I hear it. And so there has to be that line determined. I don't know speech that incites riots, but I know it when I hear it, right? I can't tell you specifically what it is, but I know when I hear it. So that kind of stuff needs to start filtering in. And people do need to start being put on trial for some of the things they're saying. It's not about restricting your freedom of speech. You can say whatever the fuck you want, but you're not free from consequences. And that needs to be something that is implemented in our country.
Well, especially if you're a public servant. I mean, we literally have, what is that young douchebag's name? That's like, actually like he's basically a Nazi. He's like Madison Cawthorn or whatever. Like he's like somebody that's like, you know, taking photos of himself and at where the furrer used to live or whatever, right? Yeah. Like he's like these people should not be public servants. Right. Like that's just like the Laura Ingrams of the world shouldn't be a supposedly news anchor. Right. Like this is all feeding into how much do we allow people that are actually like proponents of white supremacy to not just be like in our media, but in holding public office? Like that's obviously a problem. And obviously I'll add to the Zuckerberg thing. I mean, these like Facebook and YouTube and several of these social media places literally use Facebook groups to organize violent white supremacist threats, right? Like there's Facebook groups that are calling themselves like whatever the fuck, American Prayer, Patriot, whatever, but they're hiding behind the fact that like they're all they want to do is incite violence, like the Proud Boys, but they're recruiting like teenage boys that are in their house, just, you know, like lonely playing video games, and they're like, oh, like these people are nice to me, so I'm just going to join their group, and they have no idea that they're violent groups, right? So that's a problem that and that has not been regulated up until now. It's slowly getting there because of everything that's happened.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if you saw this, but like bringing up to your point, like Facebook and stuff, like when you talk about, we could bring like merchandise. Like I don't know if you saw during the march, they had like some kind of shirt that was like 6WE, and it stands for 6 million wasn't enough. And I was talking about the Holocaust. I'm like how are you, like people know like these, because people could put these anagrams up. I'm like, how are you allowed to sell stuff like this? Like, this is, people can see what this means. People are not stupid. Like, and you're doing it to get, and you don't care about the money that you're getting from it.
Yeah, you're right, Corey. It's not restricting freedom of speech. It's restricting freedom of, it's restricting people from committing or inciting violence, inciting attacks. And that shirt, absolutely. I mean, all the Nazi stuff, all the white powers, all that stuff needs to go away. All that stuff needs to be banned from being seen. Like I saw that some guy was wearing a mask with the Nazi flag on his mask as he was putting gas in his car at a gas station. I'm all for freedom of speech. You can even walk in the streets with that shitty ass flag if you want to. But in the end, you can't be sitting out here just walking around in your daily life wearing those kind of markers, wearing those kinds of signs on your body or representing those kinds of things. That's a different situation. I agree with you. That stuff needs to be stopped. Also, they were wearing sweatshirts that had MAGA Civil War with the date from yesterday. Mm-hmm. So these people were planning for this to happen. And I firmly believe that there were conversations between the Trump people and the people who organized this rally yesterday, and they told them where they could go, what areas of the barriers that they could, barricades they could walk through, where the Capitol Police was going to be more than willing to help them get through to the Capitol. They wanted this to happen, and they knew ahead of time, which is why you saw those sweatshirts. They knew what they were going to do. It wasn't just standing around and yelling and whooping it up, or those ridiculous speeches that happened.
Well, they built a what was like a 10-story noose that out there, and it, I don't know if you saw it in Michigan, they erected a giant cross, which we know what they, when you, you're gonna set it on fire, like all this stuff was planned, and it is crazy that they did, like the police people down there literally let this happen. They were told months ago. Yep. Like they was on the news talking about today, like they knew that, like people were talking to them like, yo, this is coming, this is happening. And it's like, well, let's be honest, they're white, they're not gonna do anything. Oh, really? Yep. All of us on this panel know stuff that's happened in history has mostly been done by white people. Mm-hmm. Like, so what do you mean you don't know if they're gonna do this? Like,
plus you're seeing these people on message boards. Like we just saw that there was a lieutenant in the police force of some town recently.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they put up messages about
here in Chicago.
The chief of police in Chicago
said who empathized with people. Like you are the same police who shot a kid in a park, who choked somebody out on the street, and oh, these are nice people. What we were downtown during the Black Lives Matter protest. My girl had her arm broke by a police officer.
Damn,
we weren't doing nothing, but these people could storm her Capitol, and you hold someone's hand and walk them down the stairs, or you interview a woman who got an onion in a towel wiping her face, talking about I was maced when you clearly wasn't maced.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if you were maced, it's because you were violating, you were attacking the Capitol. So fuck you. Get maced. I don't know. All right. We got to get out of here, Corey. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you.
Thank you, Corey.
Much love, man. Much love. One last super chat. Carol T says, did you guys see the clip of Connor Lamb, Representative Connor Lamb from Pennsylvania last night that called what Republicans said lies? A fight almost broke out afterwards. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the video, Dorina?
I did. And I was like, look at these. I mean, they're animals. They're just people that the emotions are running wild because they have aligned themselves with a fascist, right? And so that's why they're freaking out. I mean, it's very obvious and disgusting to me.
Yeah, Lamb called him out and said that they were lying, and said that to the members who are repeating these lies, he was talking to the Republican House members that were repeating these lies, saying they should be ashamed of themselves, their constituents should be ashamed of them. And that's when Representative Morgan Griffith of Virginia, that's my home state where I was raised, took exception, which he was trying to get those words stricken. And Connor was like, hell no. And Nancy Pelosi was like, hell no. And then these guys came at each other and there were some verbal altercations. So, I mean, don't be surprised if you see what you've seen in like the Korean parliament, South Korean parliament or other parliaments around the world. There might be fisticuffs down the road here between some representatives in the House. And I won't be surprised if that happens. This, like you said, when you align yourself with a tyrant or with a dictator or a fascist, people are going to come at you harder and you're going to react in a stronger way. So I don't think we're done with seeing any of that shit at all, Dorina.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, man. Sadly. It's some shit. I am seeing, I guess, since we're talking about, before we get out of here, since we're talking a little bit about social media and just websites that people visit to organize, right? Like, yep. Parler, like there's this extremist forums like the Donald / 4chan. They're actually journalists are saying that these people in these forums are turning on the president after his video today. So they're extremely upset at him, Lynn Wood and Q. So the QAnoners upset at a non-existent Q. And so for some reason, this appears to be the moment they realize there was no grand plan to win back the election. This may not be permanent, but they feel betrayed.
Wow. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Kathy, we mentioned Laura Ingraham earlier. She is a whack job. We mentioned her.
She Kathy. Is, Kathy.
We did. We mentioned her.
She just signed a whatever several year deal with Fox to continue lying to the American public.
Absolutely. We're getting from Sean that Optimike Primus had sent in a Streamlab. Has he sent?
Do we have another one?
I don't know.
We do have another one here. Yes, thank you, Optimike Primus. Says this is for John. As a prior member of the armed forces, how did it make you feel to see the Confederate flag being traipsed through the halls? I was disgusted by it.
Yeah, it has never flown in the U.S. Capitol. And that was the first time it had been flown inside the U.S. Capitol. It had been seen inside the U.S. Capitol. And that was done on purpose. And there was pictures taken. This guy proudly walked around with it. It was disgusting. You lost. You lost. I hate to break it to you. Go back and look at history books.
Like a long time ago. Yeah.
You've had 2 centuries to get over it. It's not too soon. So it's like, you know, this is a sad thing to see. It was heartbreaking to see for sure. We didn't serve for that flag. We served for our flag that is the United States of America, not the Confederate States of America. So that flag has no business being in the halls of our power. That is the flag of a losing, attempted treason and coup by those southern states. They lost. They tried and they lost. So you lose. That's it. Put the flag away. So to me, it was heartbreaking to see that. But it was more heartbreaking because that's just a flag and you can get out of here. But it was more heartbreaking to see the violence that was being committed by these people, them peeing on the carpets like animals, them taking pictures of themselves, grandstanding pictures with police. All of that was way more upsetting to me than seeing some flag being traipsed through the halls of the Capitol. If that was the worst of it, I'd have been not as bothered. But seeing everything else that happened, that was what bothered me the most.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently January 17th is the big day. MAGA armed protest. The guy with a guitar, hero guitar, saying that. Sure, Jason. Whatever you say. All right.
I'm trying to check out what the guitar was.
It's a rock band guitar.
There you go. We're gonna get out of here, guys. Yeah. Let me just refresh this to make sure I didn't miss any. We're good. Thank you everybody for joining us today and yesterday for like our 3 to 4 hour stream that we did. It's been a crazy 24 hours. It's been a crazy year already. So we will be here. We will try to be here every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific. We appreciate your support, whether it's through Super Chat, Streamlabs. If you don't have the money, because Mitch McConnell has still been holding it for you, we appreciate your likes, subscribes, and telling people about us, especially your family member or friend that is watching propaganda or you know, pundits on YouTube that are trying to cause division. That is the opposite of who we are. We're trying to keep things honest and genuine and make sure we hold both parties accountable. So thank you for joining us. One thing I would say is, look, what's happened here is that the Republican Party created a monster.
Yep.
And now they are dealing with the fact that they've lost control of this monster. And that's why we're here. And I think that most of the blame should be put on the GOP, but there is still blame to be put on for why we're here because of the system. And that's on both parties. And so I hope that you guys realize out there that we have to continue watching what happens. Just because Trump is out of office on the 20th does not mean that our problems go away. In fact, we got to make sure that we watch Biden. We got to make sure that we don't let another Trump win 4 years from now. So please, I know it's exhausting to keep talking politics, but try to stay educated, give yourself breaks. Obviously watch, you know, all the good movies, Blade Runner, obviously, Mandy, but then also try to stay involved, volunteer locally, talk to your council members. Like if you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling you can't help, that's the best way to help is literally to stay involved in your local communities. I highly recommend that's where you will see other people like us that are concerned, but that are actually like care about our democracy and that actually care. That's where you see the nicest people, honestly, people that volunteer, that want to help the homeless, that want to help, everybody that's struggling throughout this pandemic. Like I highly recommend volunteering if you can.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree with everything Darina said. Absolutely. It's important to stay knowledgeable, to stay informed. So do what you can to do so. And as Darina said, take your breaks, because it is a lot to take in sometimes. Take your breaks, monitor yourself, but remain educated. If you can study up on the latest Batman or Superman and be knowledgeable about the latest Star Wars thing, you can study up on politics, which is about real people doing real things that can affect your very real life. So please take that extra time as well to get educated as much as possible. We'll keep doing what we're doing to keep you educated, but don't just rely on us. Do your own work as well, and then maybe you can come in and have conversations with us and teach us a thing or two, which we're always open to have happen here on the show. As Duna said, much love to all of you all so much for joining us here over the last 24 hours on both of these streams. Sorry, there's my mom again. On both of these streams, really appreciate everything you all have done to support the show. Likes, the comments down below are really important. If you haven't hit the like button yet, do so as we're wrapping up here. If you're watching us later, hit that like button, that thumbs up button. Leave a comment down below. Share this video on your social media with all your friends and family and let them know that this is a good political show for them to take a chance on and watch. We are here to be wide open. And as we say multiple times, we are not beholden to any political party or beholden to any political system. We speak our truth here in this show as we see it. Impolitely and truthfully. That's what we do here. So thank you all so much. Thanks to Sean Barrett. So helps us always on the show here. And thanks to all of you for all your Streamlabs and Super Chats. Keep them coming for when we come back on next week as well. All right. Take care of yourselves. Much love to everybody. And we'll talk to you next time on another brand new live episode of Impolite Truths.